This episode of John Graves Kayak Fishing is adult-oriented and has some very strong language. Be advised. Enjoy. Please tell me this wasn't a Texas tournament. Negative. In South Carolina. I can't believe you let your uncle do that. Heard he was kin to you somehow. Negative. And it looks like he just came down from the hills with pelts to sell. Pelts. Sole. Samish. And the GoPro behind him. Evidence. Shine. Hugh Glass? Is that you? I'd say ginseng. Well, I see the accusation post, but where's the story? It's in the Queen City Facebook page. And unfortunately, going to find bad people no matter where you go. He was using a catchboard, though. You did not disappoint. I was scrolling looking for this comment. Hashtag catch, don't flex. I can stop people from flexing boards, but I can't stop them from submitting the same fish. Well, technically, y'all stopped that too. Are we going to have to buy another $60 board from another company again? This dude used safety scissors. Especially when money is involved, it's amazing what people will do for a few hundred bucks. Fuck 'em. He could have quilted a better bass photo with that beard to turn in. Now this is gonna be good. This the Queen's fuckery. Yep. He should be banned from all tournaments. This is just getting spicy. That body looks like a 16-inch fish? I don't know what's going on with his fins. It looks like skinned fish underneath. Look at the tail fin. There's two, one over the other. I don't know what's going on, but something is weird looking. Yeah, tail looks weird too. Probably a burner phone. Wow, just got photos and confirmation. I'll admit when I'm wrong. Can't wait for you all to bash me now. Have at it. I can take it. Damn, man. Just couldn't see him doing all of this. Crazy. I couldn't either. I followed his fishing and thought a lot of him, but oh well. We were wrong. Where are the photos? Poor fishy. Special place in hell for a kind of small dick energy it takes to mutilate a fish. What a piece of fucking shit. If you look back on all of his fish in his past tournaments, this is going to stir up a lot of problems. Nah. Nothing gets done, even if this... There's a year's worth of evidence. So what actually happens to people like this? Does the DNR get involved, or they just banned from fishing tournaments? The DNR should get involved. He should never be able to have a fishing license again. I am a deputy sheriff, and I have a DNR friend in every state that I fish, and they're good friends to have, especially on the water. I spoke to one of them who works the South Carolina side near Murray, and he told me what I already knew. There is no per se wildlife violation, even though they don't like the mutilation of the fish. It's just not a violation. The crime committed is fraud, and if the money is given back to the organization, it's better off just banning the subject from events. Cost of attorneys and time in court is not worth the hassles. The integrity of the person is destroyed, and that's a shame, but that's something he has to live with. As much as Texas gets vilified, we did manage to have an angler arrested and successfully prosecuted by TPWD. As far as I know, he was the only kayak tournament angler who has done time for his crime. Tournament directors should follow that route more often. And depending on the amount of money won, this could be a felony fraud. He has a post in KBF Members Only from 2 weeks ago talking about being disqualified from an event for switching boards, kayaks, bad weather, faulty cameras, and now all seems a bit too suspect. Oh, and the reply is talking about how much respect and integrity old Ray Ray has. Dude, it was a huge surprise to everyone fishing the trails, and even to many who were his close friends. To many, he comes across as a genuine, well-meaning guy. A trail isn't set up so the other competitors can view each other's photos. Only the TD can. Don't throw shade on the whole trail for a bad apple. Every trail has them. A good point. I've been saying in our trail the past years to get Tourney X or some type of app to have records and stuff like this from happening. Says he has taken his teeth, but he'll entertain an offer on the rest of him. That's a good movie. So he was just mutilating tails to make them look different? That and making sure the light hit the fish different in pictures with shit angles, so it's harder to match up markings. What app do you use? Such a nice guy, I didn't want to believe it. I just moved up a position in two tournaments because of this asshole. 6th to 5th and 11th to 10th. Who knows how many times he's cheated? What people don't realize is that what he did is a felony. He obtained winnings by false pretense, which is a felony, obtaining property by false pretense charged here in North Carolina. Wonder how much he'll sell me his boat for. You're a Hobie guy. Keep on with Native and you're going to be like your daddy, Vinny. But if I could ever get a cheater's boat, I would find someone to donate it to. I wonder if he'll throw in the GoPros also. If the shit keeps piling up, you may be able to buy it from a DNR auction. Cut a fish, we should publicly cut up his boat. So when did Lee Marvin start kayak fishing? Hey, technology is a hell of a drug. He has a GoPro, let's see the evidence. All I know is he hates a thief. Now let's ban him for life, done and done. He doesn't look like he would cheat to me. You've come afar, pilgrim. You will never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy. What an idiotic thing to do. Like he was going to get caught. Somebody, Grandpa out here being scammed. That's wild. He's probably gotten away with it for a while. Now, staying on the kayak fishing. Apparently he's done this in multiple tournaments over time. Sad. I'm with the ones who say it's not about the money. It's about cheating. Cheating's sake. Across multiple trails as well. Need to get his GoPro recordings. He cheated a charity tournament with no payout. Did he really? The Emerald event? Yeah, he cheated in the Emerald event. These were the two submissions of the same fish. Looks like he cut the pectoral fins. You know, it's sad that someone would do that in a charity event. I think we should disqualify him for ugly-ass feet. Well, that's what happens when hobbits and Bigfoots make babies. Cheater or not, I know I'm not the only guy wanting one of those hats. I catch you on the ramp, homie. I've been missing the excitement on this channel. Looks like old boy flew the coop sometime last night. Man, I hope he at least gave that poor fish a hot towel, shampoo, and a neck massage. I thought photos with hands over the gills and tails were disqualified anyways. Not always. Different events have different rules. Not in some trails. I had thought everyone went to that after that using the cut tail incident or whatever a few years ago. He doesn't have the tail covered. Our rule is nothing can be under the gill plate. You know, I hope the warden takes his entire setup and he is fined for the money he stole from hundreds, if not thousands of people over time. Spend more time clipping your beard than fish, buddy. Please be on the lookout for a possible accomplice, both pictured here as an additional warning. They could have a barren toad. Hashtag Jeremiah Johnson. Hashtag can you skin a bear, pilgrim? Here's a picture of the said bear. There's a special place in hell for those who mutilate an animal. I'm so disappointed in this. I fished with him and thought of him as an outstanding individual. After this, I guess you really never know, but I do know that 99% of the people on my KBF chapter are honest men and women who love the outdoors and would never do this. I just can't believe this, but man, I'm glad he's caught and I hope he's never allowed on the water again. Please get involved, DNR. And just a side note, you are doing these tournaments for any other reason than an excuse to hit the water with buddies and potentially win a little bit of gear money, this sport is not for you. At least that is my view. The moment this goes from being an enjoyable sport with my fellow water lovers to me feeling like I'd have to cheat is the day the sport is no longer for me. Now, I think he looks like one of the team members of Mountain Monsters, like he should be down in some holler chasing Bigfoot on a side-by-side in the dark with some shotguns. You know, it's a damn shame you people make outcasts of some cheaters, but not all of them based on name alone. It's sad as fuck, and all you can kiss my ass if you disagree. Stop your whining. Your brother has done enough of that for everyone. It would take a full show to go over them all. We can, though. One little post should suffice. Okay, I'll put it together and post it this week. No balls. Picks to prove it or nah? Let's be real. You won't last a week on Facebook to be able to post it. Well, I agree. I'll send it to you and you post it for me. I'm your man. Open season. Don't steal my glory. You will always be my first. That second photo pisses me off. He takes home an emerald in a charity event by cheating. Complete dumpster fire of a man. I'm in the dark. What exactly did this fine, upstanding individual do? Well, he cheated. I think this is the guy caught mutilating fish and submitting them multiple times. Cutting up the tails or fins, etc. to make them look different. Damn, what a douche fun stealer. Bless his heart, he was trying. You know, surprise sex is always the best sex to wake up to. Unless you're in prison. You know, you should probably take this guy off your pro page. Wouldn't want him representing my product. He has been dropped and was immediately. Someone should give him a little trim. That hat is banging. John Graves Kayak Fishing is sponsored by Strictly Sailing Kayak in Cincinnati, Ohio, home of the Cincinnati Kayak Fishing Group. Folks, they have everything. They've been there since 1978. Where have you been? They're located in Blue Ash on Kenwood Road. They have sailing lessons. They have used and brand new sailboats. They have used and they have brand new kayaks. The Malone Micro Sport Low Bed Trailer is now available. And if Tyler can put one together, so can you. So check them out. That's Strictly Sail and Kayak. They're in Cincinnati, Ohio. Their phone number is 513-984-1907. Or that is strictlysailinc.com. Check them out on Facebook at Strictly Sail and Kayak, Cincinnati. The future of fishing is in line control. Join the Wave Army, American Tackle, AnglerProducts.com.